go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. It is a distinct pleasure to welcome to our microphones for the first time, I believe, Mike Norris, a legend in Hollywood in his own right, but also the son of another Hollywood legend, actor Chuck Norris. Mike Norris is a director as well as an actor. He has appeared in a number of films on television and in the big screen, including Walker, Texas Ranger. He directed the film Birdie and Bogey, among others. And most recently, and the purpose for our talk today, is to discuss his brand new film, Amerigeddon. It is about, a subject near and dear to our hearts here at Secure Freedom Radio, the possibility of bad guys taking down our country using a technique known as electromagnetic pulse. Mike Norris, thanks so much for joining us to talk a bit about this, and congratulations on Amerigeddon.
Thank you, sir. It's an absolute honor and a pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk a little bit about the film, if you would, please. I don't want to do any spoiler alerts here, but can you tell us a bit of the plot and why it's really required viewing?
Absolutely. And I'm not worried about spoiler alerts because, you know, what our film deals with is an EMP attack that goes off over the United States of America and the chaos that ensues afterwards, with the martial law being brought in, United Nations troops coming in, and then trying to take our guns from American citizens. But the EMP attack in the film is the catalyst of our story, which is a very, very hot topic right now in the world, electromagnetic pulse.
Well, it certainly should be, because I think, as you've indicated, it's a real problem in the world today. People are more aware, if they're thinking about this vulnerability of our electric grid at all, to some of the other more prosaic means by which this could be accomplished, taking it down, that is, physical attacks on transformer substations and cyber warfare. But give us a sense of why you felt the need to address this in your film, the electromagnetic pulse problem particularly.
Yeah, absolutely. My partner in this, Gary Haven, who sold his Curves franchise a few years ago, really wanted to, he was very passionate about EMPs and the devastation an EMP would have on our country were it to happen through a nuclear device, a cyber attack, even a solar flare. It doesn't really matter, but if our power grid goes down, life as we know it in America ceases to exist immediately. And I know, and I'm really new to this because I was really brought on to direct the film, but you know, I didn't want to go in unprepared and unknowledgeable. And what I find interesting and very interesting is we could actually harden our grid for $2 billion. That's all it would take to harden the grid. And our government has failed miserably to even act on protecting the grid. So it's a very real and scary thing that's going to happen. And the purpose of the film is to really get people to just start asking questions. What if something like this were to happen? What do we do then?
Well, and this is so needed, Mike Norris, because as you know, most of us take absolutely for granted the fact that the power is going to be on whenever we flip that light switch. We wind up, I think, with the exception of a bad storm here or there that interrupts all of that briefly, generally, fortunately, assuming that it will always be thus. And yet, in your film, you talk about the distinct possibility that people who want to take down the country have figured out how they can do it extremely efficiently and quite possibly even without fingerprints, really. So when you look at this, Mike, and I think that number, $2 billion, which was, of course, the product of a Blue Ribbon Commission paneled by Congress to assess this danger, it may be low, frankly, but at least it's an indication that this isn't a huge task. It's just one that, if it isn't undertaken urgently, could be a huge problem, right?
You're absolutely right. We go through here in Texas, we go through storms where our power will go out for a day or two. And to me, it feels like the end of the world, especially in the summer if we don't have air. I can't hook up my telephone, the internet. But, if you go down the ladder a little bit, think of the millions upon millions of people that are dependent on the government for whatever it may be, food, services, anything.
Water, telecommunications, transportation, finance, you name it.
Exactly. Everything shuts down. We won't have access to our money, no banking. And I believe wholeheartedly that the people that are relying on the government are going to, chaos is going to ensue once that happens.
When you say relying on the government, I think you're really talking about relying on the power, the electrical power, much of which is in private hands, Mike, rather than in the government's hands. But it may feel like it's the government that you're expecting to deliver that.
Well, I think a lot of people look to the government to protect us, and that's one thing they have failed on, and that is hardening the grid. And in 2008, in a congressional report, it was stated that an EMP would cause more damage than anything else that could happen to our country. And that was in a congressional report. And still nothing's been done about it.
Well, you've done your homework, clearly, as has your partner in crime there, Gary Haven, with this new film, Armageddon. And when you look at the challenge that we're facing, Mike, and much of the film obviously deals with how people try to cope with the consequences of this preventable disaster, is your takeaway like mine that the difficulty of doing that, particularly for the vast numbers of us who, really, as you say, depend upon electricity, is such that we need to prevent this from happening in the first place, not just try to pick up the pieces after it does.
No, I agree 100%. And that's how our movie starts. We lay out the facts of how do we prevent something like this happening. And when those words go unheeded, well, that's when our movie starts after the EMP attack. So it's a very real and a very scary thing. And I try to, one thing I really encourage people to do is just to be prepared. I mean, heaven forbid this does happen, but I think for a minimal investment, people could prepare themselves enough to kind of withstand the onslaught. It's common sense. Have extra food, have extra water. Here in Texas, hey, we have our guns and we have our ammunition. And I would hope that's the way it is around the world. But it is a very real threat. And the thing with Armageddon is we just wanted to lay out a bunch of questions for people to then go back and do their own research and find out on their own, what is it I can do to protect myself? Who is it I could contact to, talk about this problem? So it was very well thought out very early on in the process that this was more of a film. It was very much an educational piece that we wanted to get out to the world.
I just have to say, Mike Norris, that you mentioned in Texas you have your guns and you have your ammunition. You also have one other thing. And that is you have your own grid for most of the states, which I think just lends itself really to Texas being, as it so often is, the leader in the country in protecting not just the people of Texas, but demonstrating how the rest of us could be protected as well. And I know your governor, Greg Abbott, has indicated that this is a priority for him. I hope he'll act on that priority and your film will impel him to do so. I know Senator Bob Hall down there from the state of Texas is also very actively working on this. And I just want to salute you and thank you for making this film, Armageddon, to alert not just your fellow Texans, but all of us to this real and present danger and the possibilities of doing something about it. Mike Norris, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you'll come back to us soon after a considerable box office success with this film. And I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.